Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. It's I, Sam. Let me apologize for Friday's show. It was a total disaster. I was totally out of my element. I did the show someplace else, and by doing so, I really made a mess of things. So I apologize for that. I thought the show was going to be a success, and it wasn't. I had did the show at my family member's house, and I was really happy to know that it was my 10-year anniversary. I didn't even realize it. I had did the show because I had been a whole year. Something was the last time that I actually did a show, April of last year, and I didn't realize it until I was getting things together as far as my show was concerned. I was actually going, wait a minute, I have been on and off air for 10 long years, and I was like, wow, that's an accomplishment. It would have been better of an accomplishment if I didn't take so much time off, but to tell you that I'm nervous right now is beyond words. I am really, really nervous. I'm just hoping that I can give you guys a good show. I hope that you enjoy it. So before we get into the topic, let me talk about Ben River real quick. As of 2020, something happened. I think some of maybe know about it. It's called coronavirus, COVID-19. I'm sure some of you heard of it, right? Anyway, not being funny, but being funny, I was in the hospital in December during the pandemic. Well, we're still having a pandemic during that time. And I wanted to tell you guys briefly what my experience was, because a lot of people really don't believe that the disease is, or virus is, what it is. I don't understand why they don't, but let me just tell you real briefly. So I went to the hospital. My blood pressure was way over 300, like really, really bad, 100. So I basically was on close to a stroke level is what it was. So they checked me out, did everything, made sure. But they tell, okay, you're going to have to stay in the hospital. So for 2 days, I was in the ER, like in this little room. A separate room, but there was a curtain that, opened and closed. I had my dinner in there, my lunch, my breakfast. So they came in. She said, you're going to get a room soon. So the third day she came and said, well, we cannot let you go home because my blood pressure just was not going down for some reason. And then on top of all that, I think everything else piled up. So anyway, they said, okay, we're going to get your room. So they come in, they start, okay, finally got a room. So they sent to another portion of the ER where there was like five of us all together in there. So I'm like, okay, I thought I was going to a room. She says, well, we're going to try to get your room. Just have to really be patient. There's a lot going on. So I'm like, okay, so I'm in a room with five other people. And apparently the only way you could really stay in the hospital if you didn't have COVID is that you had to be like really bad off. Like one guy needed chemo, one lady, I don't know what happened to her, couldn't speak English, like Korean, and she somehow or another, they got contact with a family member. I was right by a gentleman who was an older gentleman. All he was saying all day long was, let me die. Now, experience that when you're in the hospital with your blood pressure above whatever, and you have someone right next to you that's repeating, let me die, just let me die. Anyway, I finally asked the nurse, what's going on? Am I going to be in a room soon? So she was honest with me. She said, I doubt you're going to get a room. You're probably going to be here because it's filled with COVID patients. Now, just hearing that honestly was like, what the hell? So I'm going to be stuck in our room. And I mean, I can't even tell you how I felt. My family wasn't able to visit me. I basically was in an environment that I felt like I was trapped in. And I've got this older gentleman next to me just keep saying, let me die, let me die. It was the worst experience in my life. I had an experience, but but it was just something that I just, you know, I wanted to share with you guys, because some people honestly don't think that there is such a thing, that this virus is as bad as it is. You know, they just don't. But anyway, enough of that. So our topic tonight, of course, is COVID-19, masks, and the hot topic, the elephant in the room, vaccines. I know a lot of people are saying that they don't want to get the vaccines. They're afraid of the vaccines. They're not really sure. And I'll be honest with you. I'm one of these people that I'm kind of teeter-tottering. I don't really know if I want to get it. I mean, a lot of people that I know have gotten it. So, oh, get it. You'll be okay. You know, it's good for you. You know, there's just a couple of side effects, you know, on your arm, pain, redness, swelling, you know, throughout your body, tiredness, headaches, muscle pains, chills, fever, nausea, but, you know, go ahead and get it. So let me tell you the reason why I'm, like, kind of iffy about it. As when I went to the hospital that time in December, there was a male nurse, real nice guy. He was, you know, taking my temperature and everything. He said, have you had the vaccine yet? I'm like, no, I haven't had it yet. He's like, oh, okay. And he's like, yeah, I'm not getting it. I'm like, huh? He's like, I'm not getting it. I just don't trust it, because all of a sudden they have a vaccine, you know. And I'm sitting here going, this is a medical worker, an RN registered nurse, and he's telling me that he's not going to get the vaccine. Now, my husband, his theory, conspiracy theory, is that this is a way for population control. He really thinks that. But then I'm thinking, if that's the case, let people control the population, if you just allow people just to go ahead and die. But we have to remember, as children, we got vaccinated. We got vaccinated for a lot of things, for diphtheria. I might be saying it wrong, you guys, so don't sue me. Measles, hepatitis. What else did we get? Mumps, rubella. There was a lot of things we got our, my mind just went blank. There's a lot of things we got because of the fact that we did not want our children, or our parents didn't want us to come up with these, these viruses, these diseases. So I don't think that it is a conspiracy theory for population control. However, I'm still kind of iffy about it, because it's just something that they did, like, all of a sudden come out with it. I mean, there has been years and years and years. I know it's not a cure, which a lot of people think it is a cure. They really do. I've seen people who walk into stores with their mask off, and the cashier, whoever, will say, you know, madam, sir, you have to be in here with your mask. Oh, no. I got the vaccine. I'm fine. I'm okay. No, you're not okay. You're not okay. It's a vaccine. It is something that is trying to help you, where if you get it, you can fight it. It's not something that is curing you. But a lot of you dumbasses, and I'm sorry, I'm not saying my listeners, but a lot of dumbasses honestly think that is a cure, and it is not a cure. It really isn't, and it tells you point blank, it's not a cure. It is something that would help you if you get it, or if you to help you not to contract it. But you still need to put those masks on, those N95, those medical masks, those cloth masks. You still need to put those masks on and able to still fight it. I don't want to get it. I don't want to get it. I fear it so much. It's not even, I don't even go out of my house that much. And oh, by the way, I got a job. Yes. Work from home is absolutely incredible and wonderful. And yeah. Because I am afraid to go out. We don't go out to dinner anymore. Me and my husband, which used to be our ritual. And I would say we save money, but we don't. Because we will go to the restaurant, we'll get our food, we'll jump into the Jeep, and we'll put on some Netflix, and we'll eat. So we eat in the car. But I'm still fearful. When I see people going inside of restaurants, I cringe. I really do. Because my first thought is, what if someone walks past you, coughs or speaks, and they have the virus? I mean, I guess people will go, you know, you're really paranoid. And I know maybe I sound paranoid, but you know what? I'd rather be safe than sorry, as my grandmother always say. I don't want to be put myself in a position that I'm going to regret it later on. The vaccine. Now, if I'm saying them wrong, please forgive me. Moderna, Novavax, actually, Pfeiffer. And the word was Johnson. Now, I know that a lot of people say, oh, that's great. Johnson & Johnson is just one shot. You know, you're gone. You don't have to worry about it. The other ones have double shots. The reason why I fear Johnson & Johnson is because they have just came out, what, about maybe a year, 2 years ago, with their baby powder. They had people back and forth talking about their baby powder, I think, caused cancer. So I'm sorry. I'm not going to put my hands into a company that is already having mass people having cancer. And the fact that they're only doing one, I mean, why is everybody doing two vaccinations? They're only doing one. There's got to be something going on there. I don't know. I just fear that. I honestly just really, really fear that. Back to the population control theory, which is what my husband honestly thinks. He feels like in order for people to kind of control the population, and I do wonder, because about 2 or 3 months ago, I did go online, and it was like My Turn, I think is the name of the website. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and get the vaccination. I'm going to go ahead and do it. I need to protect myself. And I did wonder why it was asking my nationality. I did wonder about that and my age. The age, okay, I can kind of see it because you want to see what a person's age group is. And, of course, the fact that I think at that time you had to be a certain age to be able to get it or what have you. But it did make me wonder, you know, why these particular questions? What is the purpose of these questions? I can understand it's getting to your medical history. That makes a lot of sense. But you want to make sure that whoever is getting it, if they do have a medical history like myself, I do have high blood pressure, you guys, as I just told you. So I do wonder and want to make sure that, I mean, they want to make sure that what they give you, I guess, is going to make sure that you're not going to pass out, die, or whatever from it. But it is a little bit like, why do you need some of this information? And maybe I'm wrong, you guys. If I am, let me know. Stop me, because I'm just fearful. I'm scared. I've been scared since 2020, to the point where I stopped being online on social media. I stopped really dealing with people for a while. I wasn't even really going to see my family. We would just standoffish. I've just gotten now comfortable enough to go see my family and whatever. But trust me when I tell you, anytime I walk out of this door, anybody that I deal with, my mask, I am masked up. I am really masked up because I just fear this virus. And I don't understand why some people are not taking it as seriously as they can. I just don't get it. It's beyond my understanding. I can't grasp hold to it because I feel that even if you don't believe in it, that you don't think it's as serious as it is, then why aren't you at least understanding that other people like me, are dead ass scared of it and kind of understand just as a fellow human being to wear your mask to protect me. Time a while back, and I never forget it, where I saw someone had a sign, several signs. One was, I need a haircut. One was, I want to go golfing. But the one that got me the most was, sacrifice the weak. I felt like, what in the hell are we coming to as human beings, where someone would actually get a sign and say, sacrifice the weak? You really think like that? I mean, seriously? You think to sacrifice the weak? How dare you? Who the hell are you? What kind of person actually says sacrifice the weak? It's beyond me. I don't get it. I don't understand it. It hurts my heart that people would ever think like that. Now, I have a friend. Her name is Brianna. She's actually a coworker, but we're becoming friends. During the day when we're working, we're texting each other back and forth because we found out that they could probably look at our chat logs. So we've been talking back and forth. And by doing so, she shared with me that she's going to get the vaccine for her baby, beautiful little boy. And I'm not sure of how old he is. I think he's either 4 or 5. I'm not really sure. He could be even younger than that, but a beautiful little boy. And I can understand Brianna's reasoning for doing that because she says, if he can't get it, the vaccine, I'm not going to get it. What do I look like getting a vaccine that protects me but doesn't protect my child? And I understand, and I have so much respect for her because of that, because I get that. Your baby can't protect, they can't protect your child. Why do you want to protect yourself? And I get that 100%. So with respect to that, why are some of you parents allowing your children to run around without their mask on? I see adults with their mask planted strictly on their face, straight, whatever, and their kid has no mask. I was in the store about a couple of weeks ago. My husband kind of like nudged me and said, look at that. The woman was had her mask on, and so did her older kids. And then the child that was in the basket, not only did he not have a mask on, he was, he was licking and on the railing of the, you know what I'm saying, the cart. And I'm going, what the hell? You're actually not. She was oblivious. She wasn't even paying attention. And I'm thinking, what if somebody had COVID, transferred it to that cart, and now this baby's all over it? Plus, he doesn't have a mask on. I mean, maybe you guys are going, yeah, well, you know what, Sam, you're really paranoid. You god dang right I'm paranoid, because I do not want this. Nobody should want it. Some of you just don't have a damn, and some of you basically are floating on air and thinking, oh, it's okay. I'll never get it. I'm not worried about it. It's not for real. It's not this. It's not that. It is real. Trust me when I tell you, when you're in the hospital and you're in the ER for 14 days in an ER. Why? Because the whole dang hospital is filled with people with COVID. When I went inside there, it was nobody really in the waiting room. I think it was like four of us in the waiting room. And I got a, you know, I got there quickly because of the my blood pressure had shot up. So I got there back real quickly. But it was only four of us in the, you know, in the waiting room. And I think a lot of people see that and think, oh, it can't be that serious. It's only four people in the waiting room. However, outside, there were two big tents, and there were people filled in those tents. And the ones that are not filled in the tent are in the hospital. So I don't know why you guys, some of you just don't see it or not paying attention to it, or you're just oblivious of it. I don't understand it. I really, really don't. And maybe it's me. And if it is me, you guys tell me. You know, Sam, you're tripping. It's you. It's definitely you. But it's not me. I honestly cannot see where some people don't see this as a threat. I had one friend of mine say, oh, you know what, it's not a big deal, because I honestly think, you know, more people have died from the common cold and flu. Oh, BS. More people have not died from the common cold. And maybe with the time span, years and years and years, yeah. But within that time, and I'll say this, I'll admit it. Sometimes I do think that the media does overdo it. I'll admit that. I really think that sometimes the media kind of like puts more in there just to basically kind of make you fear, like a fear factor. And I do believe that that does happen. I really, really do, which is, you know, really shitty of them to do that. But I really think that, you know, let's face it, if you can't sell, you know, you have to have something that's like really out there to be able to sell stuff. But anyway, I'm going to take a real quick break. I'll be back in a minute.
I'm lost and I can't.
again, I'm back. I'm back. If you just tune in, our topic is the medical mask, cloth mask, and the vaccine and COVID-19. I was just talking about the fact that not me, but a lot of people are not taking this virus seriously, and they're not. They really aren't, and it's sad that a lot of people think that vaccine is a cure, because it's not a cure. And I'm telling you, I've seen people who really think that the vaccine is a cure. They really are, and I don't understand it. I do have someone that's on hold right now who's been very, very patient. I don't know who it is, so I'm going to go ahead and let them talk. Just let you know, if you get disrespectful, you will be disconnected. But let's let them go.
Hey, Sam.
Hi, caller. This is Sam. How are you?
I'm doing well. This is your buddy, Manny.
Hey, Manny, darling. How are you?
Hey, are you staying away from those Dr. Peppers?
You know what? I'm going to tell you. No, I got to admit, man, I'm starting to drink Dr. again. I have to admit I am. I am. Yeah. How have you been, my love?
I've been doing wonderful. How have you been?
I've been good. So what is your view on this? What is your take?
Well, there's a lot of misinformation going out there. And, you know, anybody can post anything on the internet. And I think that's the biggest problem that's going on here. I was actually writing notes while you were talking to kind of sort of give you my insight on it. Now, I don't know if you remember, but I'm actually going to school to become an RN.
No, I forgot about that, darling.
Yeah, I'm in school to become an RN. My wife is currently an RN. She also has her degree in environmental sciences. My cousin is an actual engineer for a biotech, basically a scientist for a biotech company. So I think the first concern that you and your husband had was the reason is how was it so easily that they came out with the vaccine for COVID. And the easiest explanation for that is that it's the mRNA vaccine, which actually has been in development for decades. But the beautiful part of mRNA vaccines and the most elegant part about them is that you don't actually need a bunch of these viruses to be attuned, or which means to be killed or weakened to the point where it doesn't make you get really, really sick. All you really need is the genetic code of the RNA. That's what's called mRNA. And it's produced synthetically only to produce the spike protein, which is those little on the corona. When you see that coronavirus picture, those little spikes around it that make the corona
right.
part.
Right.
So it creates the spike protein, and your body automatically, your killer T cells and your white blood cells start producing the antibodies to counteract those viruses. So that's how they were able to come out with it so fast. It's actually brilliant and elegant the way that they're doing it. And it doesn't change your DNA. That's another one of the things in the beginning. That's what I was worried about, because I really didn't do any research in the beginning. I thought it changes your DNA somehow, but it actually enters your cell. It uses the proteases in your cell to reverse transcript the spike protein. Like I said, it's really, really neat stuff. You should, if you do a little bit of research on it, you'll be like, wow, that's,
I'm glad you called, because I had no idea about that. I mean, because like I said, when I went to the nurse who was an RN said, yeah, I wouldn't get it. And, you know, if you hear somebody in the medical field telling you that they wouldn't get it, you kind of like, maybe I shouldn't go there.
Absolutely. And you know what? RNs aren't infallible. I mean, when you go to RN school, where you go in nursing school, you're taught how to treat a patient. They don't show you the dynamics of how a vaccine works. They don't give you that kind of information. They kind of go over immune system, but it's not something that is really dug into. So, I mean, an RN, yeah, they'll be able to, you know, start an IV on you. They'll be able to check your vital signs.
Right.
But when it comes down, boiled down to the biosciences of it, it's not really, they can't really come from a position of authority. Neither can I, but we're just talking.
Well, at least you called and let me know that much. Manny, it's so good to hear your voice. I hope you I talked about that at one point. I'm going to be doing an upcoming show about anxiety too.
Oh, well, you know, yeah, that's another fun subject.
Yeah, a real fun talk, right?
Oh.
All right, my love. I got somebody on hold. Thanks. So go ahead.
All right. Take care. Be well.
You too, darling. Bye-bye. That was a good friend of mine, Manny. I'm so glad he called in because he kind of straightened out a little bit about it because, again, like I said, I had a lot of questions on it. And as I said to Manny, with, you know, listening to a nurse tell you, so I've got another caller online. I'm not really sure who this is. It's like I didn't know who Manny was. Hi, caller.
Hello.
This is Sam. How are you?
Hi, Mommy. I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing fine. This is my daughter. Oh, my God. Hello, baby. How are you?
I'm better now, actually.
Are
so,
you?
One, I am. I have the coronavirus. I have the Delta strand.
What?
And surprise. And I was down. I'm literally just getting better. I still don't have my smell back completely. I'm doing things to try my best to get it back, though, however that works out. I did wear my mask. I am fully vaccinated. However, what I'm coming to understand, because it's a different variant, the vaccine isn't going to be able to protect me 100%. Any vaccination you get, you can still have symptoms of a virus. It's just that the effects won't be as devastating. I had chest spasms. I had fevers that went on for days and all the like. But I didn't go to the emergency room. One, because my insurance is low-key weak. And
right.
I thought to myself, a lot of people are likely to not go to the emergency room. And because of this, that means that they're not going to be counted in certain statistics. So this doesn't mean that they don't have severe symptoms. Like the news is making it seem like only people who are vaccinated are surviving. And that's not true. There are people who I
right.
know personally who have
right.
been vaccinated that passed away because you can get the different strands. But I do know that I'm going to assume that the vaccine helped me not have as severe. They were pretty severe, my symptoms, but it could have been worse, obviously, because I wasn't in the emergency room. I wasn't forced in there. However, I do know that wearing your mask in all places is a good idea. You don't have to because I know this is American. People do what they want to do here. I don't believe everybody should be forced to get a vaccine. Everyone should make their own decisions.
I agree.
Vaccine passports. I feel like that's infringing on my privacy and my medical privacy and my rights. But I do feel like if you, like I work with children, if you work with children or you work in a place where it would behoove you and your family to get it, you should. I heard you say that there was a nurse that dissuaded you a bit. I've seen a lot of nurses who decide not. Then again, it's also important to remember that nurses also have Facebook. Nurses also have Instagram. Like, we all have access to the same information. I can only count on one hand people who I know personally who are those people who genuinely look on the back of labels to see what goes in their food to the point to where they make their own food at home.
Right, right.
A lot of people aren't like this. So when they say, oh, I don't know what's in it, you don't know what's in that wine, but you drank it. So here we are. But I do, one, know for a fact COVID is real. I don't have no placebo effect. I was legit sick. And two, I don't know to the extent of which the vaccine works, especially for the new variants, because there's three other ones coming out. But I know that it probably is what prevented me from being in the emergency room.
As sick as
so
you could have gotten.
I think it's just something worth considering. Hmm?
As sick as you could have gotten. Well, I've had family members who have gotten sick with virus, and one of them, he says he still doesn't have any taste. You know, he said that's one of the things that when he didn't, but neither one of them got the vaccine. But I've been like I said before, teeter tottering. Maybe I'll get it. Maybe I won't. And at first, you know, your dad was like, oh no, you know, we're not getting it. Forget it. Conspiracy theory. You know, if you get it, this, that, and the other. So with him saying that too, and him going, you're not getting it. So, but now I'm more or less leaning towards it. But again, like my friend Brianna, I understand her position because she has a little one, and they're, you know, I guess he's too young to get it. So she feels like, I'm not going to get it, you know, if he can't get it. You know, if he can't
that
get the vaccine.
I always understand parents who are wary because I can't protect my kid. So
right.
if he goes through it, I want to be able to go through it with him. I will
right.
also let her know that the counter side to that is if he goes through it and you're not vaccinated, if he's in the hospital, God forbid, knock on wood, it's going to be harder for you to get access to him because you haven't been exposed yet.
Right.
And so they're going to be very wary of you being there. So that's also another side to think about. I'm not telling you you should or you should not. I'm just saying that's a side I don't see a lot of people looking at as well, because I know in Houston, a lot of our hospitals are going back down to not exactly shutdown mode, but they're not really allowing visitors like that.
Yeah, which is what my situation was in December. I was by myself, and
right.
I was really, you know, it was really hard for me because he's been right there with me. Anyway, BBG, I'm going to hang up on you. Please
Thank
let
you,
mommy know
Bye.
That you're feeling better. I love you. Bye-bye. That is my baby girl. So I've got another caller, and this caller, I know who this caller is because he's already said he's going to call in and have his. So I'm going to go ahead and let him speak his mind. Hello, caller. Introduce yourself. I already know who you are, but introduce yourself.
Hey, Mom, it's me. Your favorite son, the most intelligent man on earth.
Oh, my God. So what is your viewpoint on this?
My viewpoint is, you already know, I believe that there is a, what's the word I'm looking for, a virus. I just don't believe what they're saying. And I'm going to explain to you why. And, of course, you already know me. I do my due diligence and everything. So the death toll in 2018 is damn near identical to 2020. So if we start off with just that, this is supposed to be the worst virus in American history since the Spanish flu, which wasn't even a Spanish flu. It should have been the actual American flu because it wasn't by the Spaniards. Anyway, so if you go back to that, how is this the worst virus in history? But it's literally probably about 50,000 more deaths than any other time. And you can contribute the 50,000 more deaths to the point that you had 3.7 more million people on Earth than you did in 2019 and 2018. So that off top sounds fishy. Second, that doesn't make sense is literally, and I've been speaking to you about this, everyone who I know that's gotten the vaccine has gotten like sick to the point where they have to be put in the hospital. I'm not going with it because a few people haven't. But the people I know who hasn't gotten the virus get over it in like a couple of days and they stay at home or whatever have you. So just off of those three situations, it doesn't add up to me. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, but that's only three people that you've had contact with. So
I'm not even talking about
three people.
No. No, that's not what I said. I said off of those three situations. If it was like one, two, three, four people, then I wouldn't be feeling like this. Everyone I know that has the vaccine has been hospitalized. Everyone I know that hasn't had the vaccine is over it in a couple of days. And if you notice, the death rate for cancer, death rate for heart disease, death rate for just all kinds of different reasons on why somebody would pass away, those are down by 30%. How are those down by 30%? And all of a sudden, COVID's up. Still don't have more. That like it just doesn't add up to me. Like it doesn't make sense.
One thing, and I said this earlier on, is that I do think the media pumps up a lot of it. You know, I do have to agree with that because I do think the media, it's always something with the media saying, oh, well, this person's this and this person's that and this. And, you know, and it has been a thing where I think the media tries to scare you. And I think it even more so now to scare you to get the vaccine. So you do hear a lot of, you know, and I do believe these new variants are coming out. Don't get me wrong. I do believe that they, you know, mutated is, you know, something. I do agree with that. However, I also think that the media does a lot to pad it, to make you more fearful. And I do think that that has a lot to do with, you know, with people being so fearful and scared, like myself. You know, I'll admit it, that I'm very scared of it. No, I admit it. You know, I'm afraid of it. I don't want to get it. You know, I have a immune system, and that's all out of this world. You know, and when I was in the hospital that time, you know, I was fearful of it too. So the fact that there were so many people in the hospital that had, like I said, in there, it was only like four of us in there. So I'm thinking, okay, this is cool. Only four of us. I can do this. Yeah. I know I'll get a room real quick. Yeah. No, that's not what happened. As you know, I was in the hospital for 2 weeks, and basically I was, you know, dealing with that. So, but I understand, you know, you and I have talked about this, and you've, you know, you stated your views, and I know you research, or just like Naz, who just called in too, she researches a lot too. Matter of fact, you two need to get together and do a show, because she researches a lot too. But, you know, it is what it is. What can we do? Anyway, darling, thanks for calling. So, I will talk to you. Go ahead.
Nah, so I'm going to say this. When I was in the hospital, you had different calibers of nurses who were able to treat certain patients, right?
Right, correct.
So how is a hospital supposedly packed up when all of these nurses who haven't done their RN, who haven't done the training on taking care of a COVID patient, full because of COVID? Because
I don't understand your question.
Question is on regular, like on step down, whatever have you, those nurses aren't qualified to take care of somebody who's in ICU, or take care of somebody who's like a certain level of sick. That's the reason why they're on step down, or that's the reason why they're on whatever the other floor is. Because they don't have the ICU credibility or the ICU training or the 250 hours that they need to go there. So why would you use those nurses on COVID patients, which is going to increase the risk of the COVID patient, which doesn't make sense to me, because now it sounds like they're coming up with a reason to shut down a hospital, or a reason to have extra people, or make a certain part of the hospital not available.
No, I don't agree with that. I know what you're saying, that, and you're right. You know, there are different nurses that are qualified to do different things, but we don't know how severe these people are, or even if they are severe. You know, I'm not saying, you know, of course, if you're in a hospital, normally as a rule, you're severe, but you don't know what's going on with that person, if the person that's in step down can take care of them. So we don't know that. So, no, I don't agree with that one. I don't agree with that one. I know what you're saying, and you're right, because when you were in a hospital, you had to be in ICU, and, of course, nurses could take care of you in ICU. But we don't know what the problem is with them. But anyway. All right, my love, thanks for calling. You heard what he said. He doesn't, you know, he doesn't think that it is as serious as it is, but, you know, we all have our own thoughts. You know, as Manny said, who's qualified, you know, he's studying, and, you know, he has a family member who's a scientist, and he's basically saying, you know, the reason for the vaccine coming out as quickly as it did, because that was one of my biggest questions. How could this vaccine come out as quickly as it did? I could not for the life of me understand that. And Manny kind of like went over it, and then you heard Naz say that, you know, she had one of the, I think the Delta, she said, if I'm wrong, I apologize, and that she had it, and she really feels like since she had the vaccine, that is what kind of helped her along the way, where she did not end up in the hospital. It's just an iffy subject. It's crazy. It's something that's not going to go away any soon. You either get the vaccine or you don't get the vaccine. As you know, I agree with what Naz said 100%. You know, you can't, you should not force a person to get a vaccine. thing. There are several schools, not schools, I apologize. There are several businesses that I have heard that they're forcing their employees to get the vaccine. And if they don't get the vaccine, they're fired. Now, how can you do that? It's not a federal law to get the vaccine. It's not. But what I'm saying is, like, if your job says you have to get it, you have to get the vaccine. There's no way around it. So that's a whole different ball game right there. You know, how do you combat that if somebody says, hey, you know, either you get the vaccine or you're not going to have a job any longer. You know, I kind of fear that with my job right now. We have some people that are at the job in the building, whatever. And then we have a group of us that are actually at home, you know, on our computers doing our thing. And about maybe 2 months ago, I might be wrong with time, but they were saying, okay, we're going to have you guys come back to the office, but we can't have all of you come back because we don't have the, you know, we can't separate you, I guess, from 6 feet because there's so many of us. So, of course, I quickly put down, I want to stay home, sat down, because I don't want to be among a group of people, and especially since the fact that when you're in the office and you're talking to a customer, you're not going to wear your mask. You're just not going to. I've avoided going to church services, and anyone that knows me, Sunday morning was like, I love going to church. Yes, I am not a heathen. I actually attend church. I know some of you going, Sam, for real? But yeah, I actually do attend church. And the thing is that I used to love going, and now I fear even going to church. At one point, they had their mask on and everything in church, and they were 6 feet, you know, from each other. And my church is an online church, thank goodness. So last Sunday, one of the pastors, not my pastor, because my pastor's on sabbatical, but one of the pastors, oh, everybody, you know, give each other a hug. I'm like, give each other a hug. Oh, wait a minute, boy. See, something like that. Don't, you know, I get it. You want everybody to feel comfortable in church, but don't hug me. Stay away from me. Stay back. You know, I'm sorry. So that right there made me think, I'm not going to go back to church anytime soon. Not if they're hugging. I'm sorry. And I'm a hugger, but I'm sorry. No, I'm not going to. But for those of you who get the vaccine and honestly act like it is a cure. It is not a cure. As Naz said when she called in, and as Manny said when he called in, it's not a cure. The vaccine is not a cure. It only helps you fight it. You know, that's what it's for. It's not to cure. Not go, oh, okay, oh, wow, I'm cured now. I don't have to worry about it anymore. No, it's not a cure. And for those of you who think that it is a cure, you're a dumbass. I said it. And if I lose listeners, don't get it. Because you really have to understand that we're in this together, whether you believe it or not, whether you feel like it's not, you know, it's not something that really exists, it is a cure. I'm getting ready to leave. I did not realize that I only put this on for 45 minutes, not for an hour. You know, here we go again. My daughter's going to fuss at me. But anyway, thank you so much for joining me. You could be anywhere in the virtual world, decide to be with me, and I greatly appreciate it. I do have another upcoming show next Monday. Not really sure what the show's going to be. Sugar, good. Take care of yourself, and mwah, sugar kisses. Bye.
Fly with the stars in the skies. I am no longer trying to survive. I believe that life is a prize, but to live doesn't mean you're alive. Don't worry about me and who I fire. I get what I desire, it's my empire. And yes, I call a shot, I am the umpire. I sprinkle holy water upon the vampire. In this very moment, I'm king. In this very moment, I slay Goliath with a sling. This very moment, I bring, put it on everything. That I will retire with the ring, and I will retire with the crown. Yes, no, I'm not lucky, I'm blessed. Yes, clap for the heavyweight champ, me. But I couldn't do it all alone. We, Young Money raised me, grew up out in Paisley, Southside Jamaica, Queens, and it's crazy. Cause I'm still hood, Hollywood couldn't change me. Shout out to my haters, sorry that you couldn't faze me. Ain't being cocky, we just vindicated. Best believe that when we done, this moment will be syndicated. I don't know, this night just remind me of everything they deprived me of. Put your dreams in the sky. drinks up. It's a celebration every time we link up. We done did everything they could think of. Greatness is what we wanna bring up.
That I can have this moment for life. For life. For life. 'Cause in this moment.